Welcome to St Ninian's Community Church. Thanks for listening. Lent Podcast 2021. This is Margaret speaking, reading from Matthew 15, 21 to 28. The Faith of the Canaanite Woman. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Tyre and Sidon lay outside the Jewish territory. This woman was pestering and following and crying out. She was a mother determined to get the best for her child, as all mothers do. She persisted in asking. She encountered Jesus and was not letting him go. Maybe we need to encounter Jesus and not let him go when it comes to praying for a loved one. Jesus healed the girl because of the woman's faith and persistence. In those days, a dog was an abusive term for Gentiles. Dogs to the Jews in those days were the lowest of the low, not like we value our dogs. And when it said, "Is it not right to take what is meant for the Jews and give it to everyone?" Only the Jews in those days were the children of God. The Canaanite woman was quick to seize her opportunity to talk to Jesus. And the crumbs from the table, crumbs, the excess, the more than was needed, wanted the leftovers. If the Jews did not want or need them, she did. The disciples were trying to protect Jesus, to ease Jesus's workload. There was always people wanting to heal them. Jesus was like a magnet. People wanted to be with him, perhaps for seeing the drama, perhaps to be in the loop. "I was there, I saw it myself." Perhaps they could feel God's love oozing from him. Perhaps to hear what he would say the next time he was challenged or confronted. To encounter Jesus in this day and age is not the same as those who seen Jesus in those days. For some folks, it's in a dream or in their mind's eye. It can be a feeling of love. Jesus always hears us when we cry out from the heart, "Lord, help me." So often we turn to him when we have tried everything else, using him as a last resort, when there is nothing left for us to try, when we are truly rock bottom and desperate. In this time of chaos and uncertainty, people need to turn to Jesus. Even if we are so far down we don't have the words or don't know what to say, he hears us when we cry out to him. Even with only groans, he understands the heartbroken. He knows our heart. Our heart cries out to him. He sees us broken, lost, lonely, sinners, and has compassion for us. He loves us just as we are. He meets us where we are. Not the improved version, if you try harder, the you are today, just now. No matter what you have done or where you are, he wants to sit beside you, to put his arms around you and to comfort you. Encounters with Jesus or with the people of Jesus, the Christians, Christian meaning little Christ's followers of Jesus. In this day and age, so often you hear about church splits, Christians falling out with each other, sheep bites where Christians hurt each other. I must confess, some of the actions and words spoken in my church have brought me to tears. When I hear of the compassion, the kindness, the thoughtfulness they do to each other, is way beyond what is expected. It's truly the love of Jesus in action. It's what Jesus would want. I'm not saying we are all perfect. Indeed, we have a long way to go, but we are trying. We are on the right road. God is love. Jesus asks us to love each other, to love the ones no one else loves. It's not easy for everyone to show love, but if we do the best we can and keep on trying, we will improve. I am so proud and honoured to be part of St Ninian's Community Church. Let us pray. Lord, bless all of us listening today. Hear us when we cry out to you. You know our needs. You loved me enough to die on the cross for me. Same as you love everyone else, you died on the cross for everyone. There is nothing I can do that will surprise or shock you. Thank you that you loved me first, even though you know my sins and my imperfections. Help us to draw close to you. In Jesus' name, Amen.